Live, the Sherat David outside area, beautiful garden. You can hear the waters, soothing waters of Torah, the soothing waters of our soul. We're outside and we're just going to record a quick intro to what's going to be an important class, a little bit of a summary of what Rav Shlomo Katz, it should be well, is speaking about. And Sherat David, especially with the Pesach that was, and I hope everyone had the most uplifting time. Yosef Aaron, our usual member of this Real Kindness podcast, is not feeling so well, so I have him in mind for Shlomo, and also to his son, Michal, and please God, we should only hear good news for all the soldiers, my son Baruch Yitzhak Mamashas, and many of our other friends' sons have gone back into action, likely heading into Gaza any day, alongside many soldiers heading up north to Lebanon. And Hashem should give us the strength. This is what this class is for. The Gevura. We've just had a beautiful week of chesed, of kindness, of be kind. Just one chesed, focusing on wonderful people, acts of kindness that bring and build the world to a place of love and goodness. We're going to have in mind, please God, the all the people out there who are most in effort, who give of themselves to the higher cause, the cause of dwelling in the Holy Land, of being together, especially right now. We have the Parshas of Achrimos, in the coming week, Kedoshim, that we have the opportunity after the Pesach and the Sfira days of Chesed, and please God, now we began the Gevura, of kindness, the first week and the second week now, the Yom Shmone, Yomim, Shua Echad, Yom Echad La'ayme, the opportunity to really tune into the true balance of Ava and Yira, of love and fear, of kindness and strength, and to not fear. That's the key that Rav Shlomo said. We have to, of Kimchi as well, that we have to channel the fear to only fear Hashem, to have Yiras Hashem, to be honest that the kindness that we can do for our people is to show strength, to show courage, amitz, to have that amitz, that strength, amitz alev, as Rav Kook would say, and to have the strength as Azas Kedusha, as Rabbi Nachman would say, the chutzpah the Kedusha, the to demonstrate that truth within, and to be able to give that over in everything we do and how we live. So someone's talking about right now in the Tikkun Medina class. I'm recording this right at the end because I needed to get with my soulmate. We're about to go traveling somewhere, just important for Shalom Bayis before everything, the big grind of the summer's month, of this time, these summer days. Everyone should be healthy, everyone should be blessed. And as we said, Yosef Aaron should be here really. So we pray for his well-being. He could be able to keep fulfilling his Meals for Heroes and all the other amazing projects he's involved with. And everyone should have the strength. Everyone should have the koach, the gesund, the health, the inner courage, the resolve to keep being kind, to keep representing, as Avraham Avinu called out Hashem's name in the world. And Yitzchak Avinu continued that. Through the strength, through the inner strength, he was able to live that. And I bless everyone that we should, please God, find the resolve within, not to allow the insecurities, the forces around us to make us feel that we're less than. We have the ability, we have the inner strength, the will, the wonder in ourselves, the wonder in our people. Keep tuning in to the wonderful classes of Sherat David, and please God, we'll keep putting out the Unity Flow class, hopefully daily, but if not daily, at least every 2 days in the coming weeks, and keep up that strength. Hashem Azlamu Yitain, Hashem Yivarech Esamov HaShalom. Hashem gave strength to us. This is the key, the preparation for Kabbalah Satori, the Mochin, the renewed energy and understanding and awareness that we got from Pesach, the Chochmah and the Bina, the Matzahs and the wine, and the Simcha of Chag, give us the renewal that we need, the true way to cleanse our minds and our hearts from the chametz, from all the different confusion, and to clarify ourselves who we are, what we're here for, and to bring in to these days coming up, Chodesh Nissan, us in the go. This is the time where Hashem can redeem us as we finish off these holy months and prepare for the Chodesh of Iyar, the Chodesh of so much awe and awareness. It clarifies the Ava, the kindness of Nissan, into the balance of the year and the fear in the right way, to have no fear, to honor Yisrael, to honor Hashem. And we'll continue with this, hopefully with some stories from Yosef Aaron in the new week. So stay tuned to the Real Kindness Podcast, keep sharing, keep enjoying past episodes, and we will win this war in every way, from the having the true understanding of what we're here for, and all our soldiers and everyone will be blessed with the strength and the courage to go ahead, especially during these Sfirah days, to go ahead with success, and that Tzeach, to go all the way forward, until Shavuos, until the Gula Shlema, until the full revelation of who we are and who our ancestors, who the Baal Shem Tov understood, the ultimate unification, and the true Yichudim, the true awareness that we shouldn't fear anything other than Hashem, as his Holy Father said to the Baal Shem Tov on his deathbed. Yisrael ben Elazar heard from his father Eliezer, only fear Hashem, and he continued that light as he came to the Holy Land in the form of Nishmas Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, the Nisham of Baal Shem Tov and all the Siddiqim will be here, and we have to prepare for that. Right now, these are the days preparing for the Binyan Shabbat Shlishi, for the building of the third base of Midrash, with our ultimate revelation. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll see Yosef Aaron soon. The full Real Kindness Podcast, B'Shemus. Sure. These are beautiful. Spotlessness.